For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Father, thank you so much for this afternoon. Thank you for a little time with your word. Just close your eyes, put your hand on your heart, wherever you are. Ask God to speak to you. Ask him to speak to you. Jesus. Say to the Lord, Lord, speak to me. Pray that this afternoon you will not fight God's word. You will not reject God's word. You will not be offended by God's word. His word is supposed to help us. The Bible says that the word of God comes to correct us. It comes to train us. It comes to instruct us. Pray that that will be your story. That will be that story in your life today. God's word correcting you. God's word directing you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for every heart that is represented here right now. We ask that, Lord, you would minister to us. Let there be a great impartation this afternoon, we pray in Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, amen. Amen. Did we take all our offerings? We did? Only missionary. We didn't do second and, okay, so we'll do that at the end of the day. Amen. So please, I want to share just a little bit of a word with you. Amen. The song that Stephanie sang a few minutes, just maybe 5 minutes or so, talks about building the church of God. Amen. Now, if you're a Christian, that is a goal and that is a purpose for which God called us. Yes, church is not just about enjoying International Sunday. Church is not just about being, you know, making friends and enjoying friendship. It is about building the church of God. The Bible says that we've been called to be ministers. Ministers of the gospel, ministers of reconciliation. Amen. International Sunday is all about all the nations. It's not about any particular country. Thank God it's not about any particular country. Amen. Because in the course of the presentations, I've seen that some people have defaulted from their countries. I told Pastor Kobe to move far away from me because he started off as a Ghanaian. Now he says he's a Nigerian. And then there were some people, I saw them in Haiti, with Haiti. Then I saw them also somewhere, Dominican Republic. I don't know where they belong. Ask your neighbor that, where do you belong? Yes. But it's for the nations, and we are celebrating the nations. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world, not that for God so loved Ghana, or for God so loved Nigeria, or for God so loved the United States. God loved the world. So the world is everywhere. The world is Japan. The world is China. The world is everywhere. This one, Lady Pastor has dressed as an Indian. I said to her that, I can't even recognize you. Amen. Amen. So God sent Christ into the world to die for the world. And our role as Christians in building churches is to tell the world about Jesus Christ. So if you're a visitor today, we did not just bring you here to show to you what the church is made up of, but also to give us the opportunity to share Christ with you. Amen. Amen. Now, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. Can I have the Amplified? The King James is a little scary on this verse. So give me the Amplified. 1 John 3 and verse 8. Amen. Amen. So just give me a little bit of quietness. Yeah, I'm trying to do it very quickly so we can all taste some food. How many of you are ready to taste some food? I heard somebody, is it Liberia, that they brought fufu? I don't know how we're going to eat fufu in the church. All right. Palm nut soup with fufu. All right. Look at this. 1 John 3, it says, but he who commits sin, okay? He who commits sin. I like the Amplified Version because the King James is so strong, you will feel like you are lost. Okay? It says, he who commits sin, and it explains it. That is, who practices evil doing is of the devil. And then he explains that again. Again, this is why I'm reading the King James, so that you don't feel like you don't go home depressed. It says, takes his character from the evil one. Amen. You see, many times we call ourselves Christians, or we call ourselves we're born again and all that. If you truly born again by this scripture, you should not be practicing sin. Do you see? Because this verse is saying to us that he who commits sin, who practices evil doing, is of the devil. And that is, that person takes his character from the evil one. For the devil has sinned, violated the divine law from the beginning. So sin is all about the devil. And the next part of the verse actually tells us why Christ came. It says, the reason the Son of God was made manifest, in other words, visible, was to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. So one of the major reasons, or the reason why Christ came into this world, is so that you will be delivered from sin. Amen. And anyone who is truly born again will not sin, will not make a habit of sin, will not be comfortable with sin, will not keep doing the things that they are doing. This is the reason why Christ came. So that the reason why the Son of God was made manifest was to undo, destroy, loosen, dissolve the works that the devil has done. And if you can understand the context of this, it is sin. Because everything comes from sin. Yeah. The days that sin did not abound, people were living up to 700 years. When sin entered, now our lives have been shortened to 70 with a little top up, depending on how the top up is. Isn't it? Now, verse 9. This is the last verse. Verse 9. Verse 9. Same 1 John 3:9. Look at what it says. It says, no one born, begotten of God, deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practices sin. No one. If you are truly born again and you have Jesus Christ in your life, by this verse, I'm not the one saying it, you will not be habitually practicing sin. No one born, begotten of God, deliberately, knowingly, and habitually practices sin. Why? It says, for God's nature abides in him. That is, his principle of life, the divine sperm, remains permanently within him. And he cannot. So, if you call yourself a Christian, you're comfortable with sin, that's a problem. And the problem is maybe, or truthfully, I would say, by this scripture, you are not maybe born again. Something hasn't clicked. Maybe you've gone through the motions of wanting to be born again. You see, for a real Christian, the kind of sins that you commit should be sins that you are not even aware of. Or sins that you commit and you catch yourself, oh, wow, how come I did this? Lord, forgive me. But the kind of sin where it's planned. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Is planned and is worked out, and you are going deliberately to his house. It's a problem. Or her house. It's a problem. Because the Bible says that when you are born again, you cannot sin. It means that even when you try it, it won't work. Whenever I read this verse, I always remember a story by one of the great pastors in this country. Is it called what, Jason? Jensen Franklin, yeah. Very great pastor. Those of you who went to Israel met him there. You took a picture with him. He's a very great man of God. And he's a pastor, and his generation, he's a generational pastor. In other words, people, his fathers, was it his father, his grandfather, they were all pastors, you see. And at the point he got bored. Are you listening? I'm done, though. I'm very done, so please pay attention. At the point, this guy said he was bored with church. Do you see? So he wanted to just do something wild. I heard him say this testimony himself. So he said he went into a club, you know, pub, disco, whatever you call it, depending on where you come from. Where I come from, we used to call it disco. You know, but are there discos here? Do they call them discos? Nightclubs, yeah. And he purposely went there to just be bad. So he sat down. I guess he ordered beer or whatever, or vodka or something. And then he said he bought a box of, you know, a pack of cigarettes, and he lighted one. And then when he popped, he couldn't breathe. Then he said he tried doing it again. He realized that he can't do it. So he just dropped the pack of cigarettes and walked out. That's what this verse is trying to say. When you are born again and Jesus Christ is in your life, my beloved, you cannot sin. The fact that you can sin easily and the fact that you can live comfortably with sin and repeatedly just keep doing the same thing day and day out is because Christ is not in your life. Going to church is not the same as having Christ in your life. Knowing Christian jargons is not the same as having Christ in your life. Knowing how to say praise the Lord and knowing how to say hallelujah, even like an American says it, does not mean that you are born again. When you are born again, Jesus Christ comes into your life. When you are born again, Jesus Christ makes a change. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. There has to be some newness about you. Because he that is born of God, the seed of God, the sperm of God, liveth in him, and he cannot, even if he tries. There's a difference between cannot and would not. Yes. I believe that I'm truly born. I can't even steal a cent. Yeah. Not too long ago, I went to the Wawa to buy coffee. You know, and sometimes you can get into so much deep thought. I poured the coffee and I walked out. I sat in my car. Then when I sat in my car, I said, oh, I didn't pay for this. I went back. I cannot even if I try to fornicate, I take my thing down. Some things will not work. Yeah. Because the seed of God is in me and I cannot sin. See, so what I'm trying to tell you this short time is, look at your life. Perhaps it's time to rethink. Perhaps it's time to rededicate your life. Maybe you did it before, but you've lost it in a sense that you've not walked the walk, you've not paid attention, you've not done the things that you need to do. It is time to embrace Jesus. It is time to accept Jesus. It is time to dedicate your life to Jesus and say, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior. And that seed will come into you. I tell you, it would come. If you do it genuinely, that seed will come into you. And you will see that step by step, day by day, that transformation will take place. You will become a new creature. Jesus is the answer. I tell you, Jesus is the answer today. It is not education alone. It is not talking to people. It's not just, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the one that can bring that true change into your life. And ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon I present to you Jesus Christ. Receive him as your Lord or dedicate your life to him and let him be your Savior and your Lord. Bow down your heads, please, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you are here today and you know You know it yourself. Many opportunities like this have come to you, but you turn it away. You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray for me. Please, every eye closed. Don't look around. Don't turn your head. Look to the left or to the right. Just close your eyes so people will be comfortable doing this. It's very important. And no movement, please. This is the key part of it. And you know in your heart that, Pastor, I am not born. I said I was born, but I'm really not born again. I don't have Jesus Christ as shown in my life. And number two, maybe you received Jesus Christ years back. Maybe last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. But you are not walking the walk. Your life is not as it should. Because it says, if you are begotten of God, you cannot sin. And you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. Pray for me. I want to give my life and dedicate my life to Christ. Raise up that hand quickly. I'm not going to do this for long. So quickly raise up your hand. Let me pray for you. Anyone here? Anyone here? Just raise. Please don't look around. Don't look around. Don't look around. Don't look around. Make it easy for people. Please make it easy for people. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. You want to say, Pastor, I want to dedicate my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to just commit my life to Christ. I want to really walk with Him and live with Him and experience this. That is why Christ came. Lift up that hand and I'll pray with you. Just the next 30 seconds. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. The Lord tells me there are people here who need to pray that prayer. I know. So don't be shy. Raise up that hand. There's no need to feel embarrassed. Anyone here? Anyone here? Anyone here? Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to help that person that is struggling. There's a young man here struggling. Should I raise up my hand or not raise it up? Should I lift my hand or not lift it up? God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Yes. I see your hand. Anybody else? Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. The fact that I said a young man doesn't mean a young lady too cannot. Raise up that. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see hands. Jesus. Jesus. Don't let this moment come by, pass you by. Let God help you. Let God help you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I see two hands. Let every head bowed, every eye closed. Keep listening to me, but every head bowed, every eye closed. No movement. You know, this morning when I was coming to church, I looked at a poster, an invitation to a funeral that has been sent. My wife forwarded it to me. And in this poster or picture or invitation is a young man in one of our churches that I used to preach to. Lady pastor reminded me that when you were with him in another branch, he became very serious, very involved. But today he's gone. I don't know what happened. So don't think you have time. You may not have time. That's the reason why I'm sharing this story. You may not have time. You may not have time. And you may be surprised that even this is what will prevent you from even going early in Christ. For this purpose, the Son of Man came that he may destroy the works of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Give you the last chance. Lift up your hand if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. It's not about, I'm not asking you to necessarily be a member of this church. I'm asking you to be a member of Christ, a born again Christian. It's not about membership. I'm asking you to receive Jesus Christ into your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, with every head still bound, I want you all to say this after me. Say, Lord, including those who raise up their hands. You know, I got to obey the Lord. I was going to just pray for you quietly. But the Lord instructs me for you to come up front. So young man, come. Come to me. Don't be shy. You will never regret this day. You'll never regret this day. You too, come. Thank you, Jesus. Stand in front of the pulpit. No, face me. Don't face them. The rest of you, close your eyes and pray this prayer with them. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you came into this world. You died for my sins. Today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, I have read from your word that if any man be in you, he's a new creation. He's a new creation. And the seed of God liveth in him, and he cannot sin. I'm here, Lord, this morning to experience that. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer. And thank you that you come into my life today, and I will walk with you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And all the saints shall say, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Amen. There were some people still sitting who didn't come. But I hope you get another chance. I sincerely hope you get another chance. Amen. So let's be serious with Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, let's be serious with Christ. Amen. So we're ending now. Now, I want you to come forward if you're paying your tithes. Okay? If you're paying your tithes, come up quickly. If you're paying your tithes. So for people who are here for the first time, Christians owe the responsibility of paying a tenth of their increase to the Lord. And it's called first and best, or tithes. Amen. I believe in it and I pay my tithes. And God keeps blessing me. Amen. So this is to the church, not to the reverend here or to any pastor, but it is to the church. Amen. All right. Are you here? Father, and I kneel and I pray for everyone here that is paying their tithes. I know their needs represented even amongst people paying their tithes. They are paying their tithes out of obedience. Not that they have extra, but they are saying, Lord, 10% at least belongs to you, and I'm giving it to you. As they continuously do this, Lord, let it be that they would experience the blessings according to your word in Malachi. Let them experience the blessings that come upon people who pay tithes, including opening the windows of heaven, including rebuking the devourer. Father, supply their needs according to your riches and glory. Let them never lack. May they never be hungry. May they never be in want. But meet their needs supernaturally all the time. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You are blessed supernaturally. You are blessed abundantly. Amen. You are blessed supernaturally. Are blessed abundantly, are blessed supernaturally, blessed abundantly, blessed supernaturally, amen, blessed abundantly.